This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation will review the death of renowned journalist and author Hunter S. Thompson. CBI is taking the case back up at the suggestion of the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office following a request from his widow, Anita Thompson. The move comes more than 20 years after he was found dead at his home in Woody Creek, Colorado on February 20, 2005, from an alleged self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 67. A partial government shutdown will happen at midnight, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, a major impasse revolves around extensions to the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say a short-term spending bill is not the place to make complex policy.
First, Republicans are divided on the ACA tax credit extensions. Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd is the only state GOP member co-sponsoring a bill for a one-year extension of the credit, while conservative Republicans, like members of the House Freedom Caucus, do not want to extend it at all. The second thing, some Colorado Republicans are saying Democrats are shutting down the government over health care for undocumented people. That is not the case. It's over health care for Americans. Undocumented people do not get the ACA tax credit, and they can't get access to federal Medicaid.
CPR's Caitlin Kim reporting. The University of Colorado Boulder has been fined $50,000 due to derogatory chants by Buffs fans during Saturday's football game against BYU. The reprimand by the Big 12 Athletic Conference comes after anti-Mormon chants could be heard coming from the CU student section. Deion Sanders apologized during a press conference today and said the chants were not indicative of CU or CU students. This is CPR News and KRCC.